Ubatla Tamid. Oh no, we said we did that. V'chara v'ir. Ubatla Tamid v'chara v'ir. Well, whatever. Ubatla Tamid v'chara v'ir. It's 1, 2, 3, four lines up from where the lines get wide. Vuvka here. Last word in line is Vuvka. Okay, the city was all broken open on Shivas or Batamus. Now, the problem is, Ksiv, it says in the Yirmiyo that was in Tisha B'chod Chodesh Vuvkoyer. That was the ninth day of Tammuz. Batamar Achein, and you say that it's the 17th day, how can it be? Hodo D'Ksiv, and that is that which it says. I skipped, sorry. Rabbi Tanu Barachin Eloi, Rabbi Tanu Barachin Eloi said, Kilku Cheshbonis Yeshkan. The Cheshbon got ruined. How did it get ruined? So it's an interesting thing. Vayiba adol d'chsiv, like it's that what David says. Vayiba shteyesri shana, in the 11th year after the goals of the Chaniya, which was 11 years prior to the destruction of Beis Hamikdash. So in the 11th year, be'echad l'chodesh, on the first day of the month, hayod var Hashem elai lemor, the word of God was to me saying. To me is here Yecheskel. Yana Shomro Tzben Adam, a man. Yana Shomro Tzor Yerushalayim Heach. Because the Tzor said on the Yerushalayim, I'm not sure exactly how to translate Heach, but it was a sign. It was a denigration. In other words, the entire, they're happy that Yerushalayim is destroyed. So Mao, it should be Be'echod. What is the first day? What it says that Hashem spoke on the first day. In Tamar Be'echod Bav, if you're going to say it's the first day, Bav Adayin Lo Nisa, the Beis Hamikdash is not yet destroyed. In Tamar, if you're going to say Be'echod Be'elu, that was on the first day of Elul, so it doesn't take that long to get from Yerushalayim till Tzor. B'yom V'layla Nafik Baldorim Yerushalayim, in a day and a night, if you go fast, Beldora can go from Yerushalayim v'asi l'tzor and come to Tzor. So I'm not sure if exactly that quick, but it is very quick. If you guess you take a quick course or something, then you can get very quickly from Yerushalayim to Tzor within 24 hours. Elokilkul cheshbonis yeshkan. Rather, there's a kilkul cheshbonis. What's a kilkul cheshbonis? In other words, if you start from the ninth day of Tammuz and you count 3 weeks, when are 3 weeks end?
Well, it's before Tishrei.
Which day? Rosh Chodesh, right. So this pasuk, which says that on Echad B'Av, they got the news entire about Yerushalayim being destroyed, is going according to the Kilkul Cheshbonis. It's going according to the bad Cheshbon, or I shouldn't say bad, the alternate Cheshbon, which holds that Tishivas Arbatamus was the breaking in to the city. I'm sorry, Tisha B'Tammuz was what we celebrate as Shiva Sar B'Tammuz, and Rosh Chodesh Av is what we celebrate as Tisha B'Av. So in fact, there's all the Achronim have difficulty. Well, you know what, let's go a little bit further. So Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon Lakish, they had a discussion about this issue. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, it's like the Melech Yoshim Chashiv Cheshbonos. It's like a king who's sitting and making reckonings. Bov Amrulo, so they came and they said to him, Nishba Bincha, your son got taken captive. Niskaklu Cheshbonos Noisav. And as the Cheshbonos got ruined, in other words, at this point, everybody was in shock and everything was ruined. So they lost all their cheshbon, which they were keeping till now, not necessarily of days, whatever they were keeping track of. So Amari said, Yaseh zeh rosh l'cheshbonos. Let this become the first day. So he's saying that maybe really it was Tisha B'Av. So why is it called the Rishon? Because it was such an earth-shattering experience that they started things from fresh.
Doesn't it say
Malachim
Beis
when Divrei
HaYomim that it was Tisha B'Av?
No, only by Yesheni. No. Not by his Rishon at all. Now, in fact, the Rishon Lakish Amar Lamel She Yeshem Mechashir Cheshbonos, the king was sitting making Cheshbonos. Bov Amru Lo Nishba Bincha, they came and said, "There's someone sitting Kachem Niskadish, and he was killed," which means he became died of Kiddush Hashem. Amar he said, "Yatzis Zer Rosh Cheshbonos, this should be called the first day of Cheshbon." So that's like the Chasam Sefer series on the bottom. That in fact, that's there's Av and there's Menachem Av. And now Tisha B'Av, it's as if a new month starts, the month of Menachem Av, supposed to Av, which is the beginning of the month. You know, it's Tisha B'Av, but then we begin talking about Menachem Av afterwards. Now, Rabbi Mona asked, and I'm going to learn this like the Korban Eda, because he explains the question nicely. He says, Rabbi Mona, boy, Nichon is Kalkul Shavar. I understand that they got messed up in the past. In other words, okay, the Cheshma got ruined. But Dilma Lahaba? I understand. How could it be in the future? Meaning that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rishim Ben Lakish, it really was Tisha B'Av. It really was Shiva Serva Thomas. It really was Tisha B'Av, right? So how come the Navi wrote that the Churban happened on the city was broken into on Tes Tammuz and destroyed on Rosh Chodesh Av? It's not correct, right? If it's not correct, so I understand. Okay, they ruined the Cheshbonis, they got messed up, but then fix it when you write it into Navi, which is a very good kasha, right? So good, such a good kasha, it really is not answered, right? So in any event, so the Chasam Soifer wants to say that an interesting thing, he wants to say that really they came and they told him from Eretz Yisrael that you're wrong, your cheshbon is off. Okay, according to Pini, that it's not of alternate gears, an alternate version of history, which of course is not Kilkul cheshbonis, but rather a different cheshbon. According to Pini, that Tes Tammuz and Rosh Chodesh Av is a wrong version. So the Chasam Sofer says when the people came later from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and told them they had the wrong day. So they should have fixed it up, right? But nevertheless, he says an amazing thing. He says that. He says in Yirmiyah, it said, in other words, Yechezkel. Yechezkel, who was in Bavel, perhaps got it wrong. But then when Yirmiyah came later on, or Sefer Yirmiyah came to Bavel, and it said there's Shiva Sarba Tammuz, they actually believed that Yirmiyah got it wrong. So in Yirmiyah it said that the city was breached on Shiva Sarba Tammuz, and they actually changed it to Tes Tammuz, in accordance with what they perceived to be correct. So actually, the Chasam Sofer says they actually changed the Navi in Bavel to coincide with their mistaken opinion, which was that it was Tes and Rosh Chodesh as opposed to Shivasar and Tisha B'Av. Nevertheless, now anyone says, Ben Kamanar Tisha B'Chodesh, Ben Kamanar B'Shivasar B'Av, Ma B'Neon. Well, regards to what we say, we start on Tes Tammuz, we start on Yitzayim Tammuz, what's in between that date and the date of the Churban? Chafal, if you're in the 21 days, mi Yom Shuv Ka, a year from the day that the sea was breached, or Yom Shuchar Beis HaMikdash. And Maraponim says, very interesting line, look at the Maraponim on the bottom, he says here, he says, it seems like the Gemara is accepting as a valid alternate theory. Not that it's a kilkul, but it's a valid alternate theory that Tes and Aleph were the dates, of course, for the first base of Mikdash, right? Not Shiva Sar and Tes, but Tes and Aleph. So he says in the last line, Mikom Makom, Kasha, the Zeu, Neged, Harbi, Psukim, Mishnais, Ubrisus. So against many, many sources. He says, Shiva, Goel, Tzedek, Yibona, Base of Mikdash, Meherb, Yameinu. But when Mashiach comes, now, Oz Nedo MS Vezi Omli Kvo Yontif Omein Keni Rotzon. It says, then when Mashiach comes, right outside the point, I fast, this day fast, that day, what does it matter? But a Yontif, that don't matter, but then Mashiach will tell us when to keep the Yontif, okay?
Is it possible that both dates are, that the earlier dates is correct for the first base meter, the other dates?
No, that's definitely true. That's definitely true, right.
And it's too much of a tircha to have fast
two times.
Yeah. So they combined it into one.
That's definitely true according to that Mandomar, right? The other Mandomar, the argues, and he says that the dates are also not accurate for the first base meter, and it's Kilkul Cheshbonis. It really was Yeshiva Sar and. Shivasar and Rosh Chodesh. So Shivasar and Tess, and not Tess and Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Om Rabbi Vun Rabbi Vun, so why was it 21 days? Five lines to the bottom. Simona, the sim of this is Makal Shoket Ani Roe. I see a blossoming stick which is making almonds. Ma Luza Zek Shemotzi Es Nito. This Luz, which is, I don't know if it's actually an almond, but some sort of nut tree. Mishuk Shumotzi Es Nito, from the time it puts forth its blossom or its bud. Chugomers, Peirosov, and until it completes its fruit, Chafal of the Yom is 21 days. Kach, Sotum Yom Shuvkor, a year, the day the sea was breached, by the Yom Shuvkor of Abai, so the day that the sea was destroyed, Chafal of the Yom is 21 days. My Mandamar, now again, this going back, so I think it's a little bit out of order here, but Mana Tishal Chodesh, according to P, which holds that the city was breached on the 10th, 9th day of Tammuz, back above Chorobai, Spice, Mikdash destroyed on the first day of Av. Mana Shivasar, but Shivasar, that the house, the wall was breached on Shivasar, but Tammuz, but Tishabav, Chorobai, Tishabav, the base of Mikdash was destroyed. Tani, Rishima Echai, Akiva, and Retani Rishima Echai. Rishima Echai said, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi. Keep my Rebbe a derish with darshan like this. Kol marsha and tzvachos tzom arvi, the tzom of the fourth month, the tzom of chamisha, the tzom of the fifth month, the tzom of shvita, the tzom of the seventh month, the tzom of asir, the tzom of the tenth month. Tzom arvi, says Shiva Sarva Tamas, it's the fourth month from Nisan, sheishtab ruluchos, in which the luchos are broken, but the tomid ceased. Uv koir, the city was breached, the sarv hapustomas is a turn, hapustomas burned the Torah, vemi tzom beichon put a idol in the Hegel. Tzom HaChamishi is a Tishabav, Shabu Chorav HaBayis, Bereshon HaVashniya, first and second base of Mikdash. Tzom HaShvi is a Shiva, Shlosh HaBetishrei, Yom HaShneh Gebov Gedal, Ben Achikom, Tzom Gedal, Yo. Tzom HaSiris, Asar B'Tev, Shabu Tzom HaMelech Bav El Yushalayim, the day of the siege. So chronologically, Asar B'Tev is the last one, right? It's the first one, really. Because the day the siege was laid, right? Although the siege was laid by Hashem Elai, but Shana Chiz, but Chodesh Asiri, Yechezkel was told in the ninth month, in the ninth year, on the tenth month, Vessel Chodesh on the tenth day, Leimor, to tell him fine, Ben Adam, Ksov, Chos, Yom, Hashem, Yom, Hazeh, write this down, it's Hashem, Yom, Hazeh, it's Hashem, Yom, Hazeh, very day, Samach, Mel, Bavel, Yushalayim, King of Bavel, Eitz, Yushalayim. Vani Omer, Rishi Mechai argues, he says, Tzom Asiri, it's not 10th day of Tevis, it's Chamisha B'Tevis, a new fast, which we know fast. So Chamisha B'Tevis, Yom Shabbos Shmuel Agol, that was the day in which, after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they heard in the Gola that the Beis Hamikdash had been destroyed. So until then, in fact, they were in the dark. That's what the Chasam Sofer says, that they got the Cheshbonis wrong, and they didn't believe that it was on a different day. Because they only found out a few months later, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So that was the day in which the Shmuel came to the Gola. Okay?
That's the people that
had
been put in
Golos
11 years before.
Yeah, they had not heard till that was a significant amount of time elapsed after the actual
it
horror.
It begs the question of who heard it, where did they hear it, as opposed to the specific date, like an event that's dependent upon, it's not dependent upon different people, like, who heard it? What do you mean? The Shmuel came to the Gola. Where in the Gola? Who heard it in the Gola?
Where Yechezkel was.
Why does it have to be dependent upon where he was?
Well, because he's writing the book.
So, I understand. But I guess the point really is, for me,
yeah,
it doesn't make a lot of sense. Because I heard it 2 days later. This community heard it 3 days later. This community.
That's the advantage of being a Navi, because you get to set things.
I see.
I think. I have no other way of answering you. I think that's
it. How come you didn't hear the news right away?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Why didn't you hear the news right away? It's actually a very good question. Hashem didn't want that. It was bad news. He came to say the city was breached, but also destroyed. Elish b'udam misan elamais. It's just that in Yehuda, where Rabbi Akiva is, they fast on the Maisa, meaning on the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. of the Golos, Ala Shmua, and the Golos, they fast on when they heard. So the Korban Eder says that the Korban Eder says this is going on Tisha B'Av, that in Yehuda they fast on the mites of the Tisha B'Av, and in Golos and the Shmuel, but Shai Teretz Yitzchak thinks there's a much more glap shot. He says in Yehuda they fast on the Maisa of Huvkah year of Asar B'Teves, of a Golos and Shmuel when they heard the Beis Hamikdash destroyed, which for them is much more serious, so they fast on the fifth day of Teves instead. So actually, with different minhagim, where they fast on the fifth day or the tenth day, and our minhag obviously is because they fast on the tenth day. Rabbi Akiva Doresh Rishon. Akiva says the first fast mentioned, which is actually the first two. Tomar V'in Tomar Chamishi, right? The first two of the Shiva Sarbatamus and Shiva Sarbatamus and Tisha B'Av were actually last chronologically, right? Rishon Achron V'Achron Rishon, right? Because the first one was Asar B'Teves when the city was sieged, right? So the first one, then that's the last one mentioned according to them. The first one mentioned is the last one chronologically, and the last one mentioned the first one chronologically. V'anidarash Rishon Rishon V'Achron Achron, and I darshan the first one first chronologically and last one last, because the last fast I darshan is the one which they heard of the Korban after the fact. I like my shop better than Rabbi Akiva, my Rebbe. Shocking one there, right? The Tsar of Apostomus is the Torah. The Apostomus burned the Torah. Echon Tsarfos, where did he burn it? Rabbi Akamar, Mavar to delude. There's several interpretations of that word. One is just to change the gears into Mavarta, which means the fire in Lud. The other is Mavarta, means the, within the Ibur of the city, within 2,000 arms of the city. Yet the simple shot is in the on the bridge or in Lut, whatever the bridge was. But an Amrei b'Marvarta de Tarlusa, wherever Tarlusa is.
I don't understand this event either.
Nobody knows.
Okay, because
we don't even know when Apostomus lived.
Burning a Torah?
No.
Burning a community's Torah? Burning the Sifrei Torah from the
It's like the Paris book burning.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. It was like a bonfire of Sefer Torah.
For that matter, you know, you have Wachmanigi's Yoshio's grandfather who did the same thing.
Yeah, but it's too far in ancient history. Apostomus also, we wouldn't fast over it today. It's just that it gets tacked on together with, you know, the other things of Shiva Sarbatamus. Okay, so Naaman, we don't even know what this Apostomus was. Some people say it was in the time of the Maccabim. Some people say it was in the time of Bar Kokhba. We have no idea exactly when it was. We don't. The Gemara I've seen it. Vemitzelim Be'echol, they put a tzelim in the Echol. East the Tani, or some Tani, there are those who learned who are mad. The tzelim was placed on its, on placed. Not that he placed it, Apostomus, but it was placed. Madamar who are mad, he says it was placed on its own. Talmud Shem Menashe. It's the Tzelem which Menashe put up. Okay, Menashe, the king, the Jewish king. Mandamar Hemid, he says he put it up. Who's he referring to? Of course, in our mission, Talmud Shem Apostomus. So the Tzelem of Apostomus. So ask him if that's the case. Minalo Kovu Oso Tainis. Actually, it's a new question. Name Alokovos Tainus. Why did they make it a full blown Tainus? Shiva Sarbatamus. Why did they make it a partial Tainus? Right, Shiva Sarbatamus is only a daytime Tainus. Right, why did they make it also a nighttime Tainus? Just like Tisha B'Av, right? Sounds like a severe one. So says the Gemara. I'll tell you. Chinana Abayid Variente. Interesting. I didn't know Yente was a Talmudic name. Chinana Abayid the Variente. Son of Yenta.
Man or woman?
Though. I don't know. Shane Ivanaya said, Shlokivu Rov Tibra Lime. The community rebelled. They didn't want so many fasts.
I'm surprised by the first part, the Abaye name. I thought it was
It's the second thing. We had just that a few blocks ago. It's not our rabbi. It's a different rabbi.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Chinen rabbi d'vayent b'shem Rabbi Yehuda b'naya said shlo kibul rov tibur lai rabbi Shlomo b'levi kol mach nasa b'zeh chazer everything which I'm b'shem b'zeh b'tam came back kol mach nasa b'zeh lo chazer everything which I'm b'tish b'av didn't come back, and that means, for example, the luchos were broken, you got other luchos. The talmid was bata, actually twice. Once at the beginning of the, once at the time of Chashem Raim, once at the time of the Chorban. But that which is about the time of Chashem Raim, that came back. Yerushalayim was broken into, but Yerushalayim was rebuilt, right? I think even in the days of Rabbi Shlomo Levi, it's already rebuilt as a Roman city. But remember, it's all about the walls, right? Not about the actual Beis HaMikdash. So the walls are rebuilt, right? And finally, the Torah being burnt, we already still survived. The Torah survived that. And the Tzelem and Heichel, where there wasn't no Tzelem and Heichel anymore at that time, or Rishon Levi, because there wasn't no Heichel anymore. So none of these are permanent afflictions. So it's not a serious tishba, but all the afflictions are permanent. Amar Levi, Levi gave the health reason. Ksiva says, Asher Yasa Oda Osam Odom V'chai Bohem, right? Since they've lived in them. Ve'im O'oinov Shal Odom Chozer Al-Achar Bohem Yom. Takes 40 days to recover from a tinnitus. So therefore, you can't make another tinnitus in 40 days. So they don't make a full-blown tinnitus in 40 days of another tinnitus. This is a Chasim Sofer goes into whole Cheshbon here. He says that Esther made 3 tinnitusim in a row, 3 days, right? So it covers 120 days, which corresponds to 120 days of affliction, right? It's teach the, you know, corresponding to the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. And because Moshe Rabbeinu, Mechai Haman, you know, he made the poor in the month where Moshe Rabbeinu died, right? So corresponds to get the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. So she made a 3-day fast, which corresponds to 120 days. And he says when there's a big poor honest, you make 4 fasts. I don't know where he gets that from. I seem to have a dim recollection that time of the big poor honest, then you make all the 4 major fasts into full fasts. Was a Sarbateva Shiva Sarbatamus some Gedalia had like Tishbav, you make them full 24-hour fast. Maybe that's what it is referring to. It says why that? Because 4 times 40 is what?
160.
What's 160 in Gematria? Yeah. What else? Yeah. You're not gonna figure it out, but you realize what the after I tell you, it's kesef. So just like kesef is mechaper, right? So therefore, if you make 4 fasts, it's 160. I mean, you're kesef, and that's like arouses the machtis ha-shekel. It also says the machtis ha-shekel itself, I know where he gets this from, was 160 barley corns of silver. So anyway, okay.
With Lingu, he gets some medallion.
Why?
Because it's within
40 days. No, but it's not a full fast.
It has to be
24-hour fast.
Oh, I see. It's not enough just fasting itself. Well, that's
right.
No.
Right after
Yom Kippur.
Recuperates, right. Okay. Now getting back to the problem of the Meraglim, which is the first problem of Tisha B'Av. It says, the second year and the second month, Betzrim Chodesh, which is the 20th day of Iyar, they left Har Sinai. Uksivan says, Vayisim Hashem Derev Shloshes Yomim, they left a way which takes 3 days to walk. Yitzchaya Chatayit Rabbi Levi said, Lilin Talaya, they were like children, the Mispanim and Sifro, leaving the school, Venakulon Beklon Bekfari Bo. And they went to their home villages. In other words, they run home as quickly as possible. It's interesting, the Torah century is out of a completely different gear so here, which is that Rabbi Levi was saying, the soul of Rabbi Levi said, that during Tisha, the 9 days, you have to look, can't give the kids school. Which is like a very different gear so, and it doesn't really fit into this exact spot, but that's it. Yeah. Can't have school during 9 days, yeah. Because I guess you're afraid you're going to hit the students. You're not supposed to hit the students during that time. Okay? So they went 3 days. And those 3 days, and then Bobayom Nisavu Taiva, then they had a Taiva, Ad Chodesh Yomim, which was another 30 days. Ad Chodesh Yomim, Asher Yetzim, until the squirrel came out of their noses. Ubishimas made Miriam, then there were the 7 days of Miriam, Batiska Miriam Khutzamachna. So we're actually standing 40 days after left Har Sinai, right? 3, 7, and 30. That's 40. And that means left Har Sinai on the 20th day of Iyar. Now we're standing on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, right? Barboim Yom Shem Meraglim. And then there are the 40 days of Meraglim. But Shumi Toretz Miketza Boim Yom. They came back from touring the land 40 days later. Then they came by Tisha B'Av. Vayechu Ve'evo Moshe Kenim Moshe Aaron. And Atsun Vashkechino Nasikim Bichos Chalavar. They came and saw them learning with Alochs of Chal and Orla. Which is good, and Shah says, unlike the other mitzvahs of Tlius Baritz, they apply immediately when you enter Eretz Yisrael. So but everybody was in good spirits. Well, we're immediately going to enter Eretz Yisrael. Let's learn halachos which are immediately apropos. So Omerland, they said, bah! You guys ain't entering the land of Israel. You're not getting in. They lift up their voice. They knew it's kolam. They cried. Armlam, so Hashem said, you cried for me in idle sobbing. In other words, for no reason. And this night you're going to cry for a good reason. She will cry again on this very night. Taishim Melchaik says the reason why they cry is a different reason. We heard them crying by their families. Six arayas are also to Jews, which are mutzed ben Noach. Rashi enumerates them. Your sister, your half sister, one which was not for your full sister, either half sister from father, half sister from mother, your aunt, your father's brother, your father's sister, or your mother's sister, and a nida, woman who's a nida, and your brother's wife. All these arayas, if a guy marries them, or if a guy lives with them, cohabits with them, basin doesn't kill them, they're all kares. Interestingly. They're all kares. And so Ben Noach don't get no kares. But any other rice, the ones basin kills for, those are the ones Ben Noach is commanded on. Okay, so that's half sisters, that's two. And two types of aunts, that's four. Nida and brother's wife after he dies or divorces her, assuming he had kids. Okay, so those are the six.
So is that why they cried?
That's why they cried, yeah, because they like these six arayos. I guess especially Nida. Nida's a big bunk.
I'm a little confused with the chronology here. They were talking about when Israel received the Torah.
They didn't leave for a long time, but once they got permission, they fled.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Yeah.
But then, they're talking about the Meraglim, that was the next year, that wasn't 40 days later.
Yeah, it was, because they only left Har Sinai. They were in Har Sinai for almost a full year.
Oh, okay.
They're Har Sinai from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until the following 20th day of Iyar.
Okay.
Hey, that's today. Today was Chof Iyar. Today is the day that they left Har Sinai. Learning Rafi Yomi today. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that a coincidence?
Yeah. And you guys are stuck! Ha! Okay. Says the Gemara. Getting back to that rise. Armelon, so Moshe said, Afilukei, nevertheless, Machamis, what did you see? Armin lay, so they said, Eretz Ochel Yishvei, it's a land which eats its inhabitants. Meaning, Kokiraya, every city, Davina, Alina, Tamor, where he went there, having Mishkachim, Mesu, found people dying. Armelon, Kosh Baruch said, Betoiva Shasis, Lachem, a favor I did you, of about that you said, Armartim, Eretz Ochel Yishvei, that's a land which eats its inhabitants. Why? Kokiraya, the Havas, Alan, Ba, every city which you came to, would you want to go into, have a tavkar to mayis. I arranged that the chashuv person in the city should die in order that ad havin metaplin bay, while they were dealing with him, have a miyalin karto, the sea would be in mourning. For nafkin learned, you could go in and out, right? Or miyalin karto actually means you could go spy the city. For nafkin learned, come out, uvar national yodah b'honah, nobody would know about you. So I actually did you a favor to kill people in every city that went by. And then you had the chutzpah not to realize that. V'lo, now that el damart, you said, v'ni b'enedu b'chagovim, we're like grasshoppers in our own eyes. So we were in their eyes. Top of the Hashem says, did you know what you look like in their eyes? Words, I understand we look like in your eyes, so you thought you were runts. But Mechte said that they thought of you as runts. Maybe they were cowering fear before you because of the year of Hashem. Amr Hashem Elokei said, Dibu Dvorin Klapi Malon. They said words opposite Hashem, meaning they were blasphemous. They said, Ki Chosaku Mimenu, stronger than him, Amru, Kivyachol Lo Yecholon, so as if to say Hashem cannot defeat them. Rabbi Levi, Shem Rabbi Levi, it's really redundant. Rabbi Levi, Shem Rabbi Chamer Bar Chanina said, so the voice of a loud confusion or a loud riot. So here on the bottom in the Shnuz Chos, he changes this. He says, it's not the loud noise, a loud riot, but the loud word. Because you said that Hashem is smarter than that they're stronger than Hashem. Because of that, sixth line down, Hetitz Eish Oleh, Hashem, ignite a fire upon it, V'ro Dal Yosef, and its young saplings had to be shepherded, had to graze, meaning that because Am Yisrael was so chutzpahdik to Hashem, and they said this terrible thing, so that's why their children had to graze for 40 years in the desert. Tan Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yom Shachar Vabayis, the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Motzoi Shabbos, Motzoi Shemitah, Motzoi Shabbos, it was a Sunday. Motzoi Shemitah was the year after Shemitah. Mishmartus, by the way, is a very important halachic Gemara, because this is how we know the reckoning of Shemitah in our day and age, from this Gemara, right? So we know the year of the Shemitah. Mishmartus, Shal Yoriv, B'Tish B'Av, and it was the Mishmartus of Yoriv, and it was the Tish B'Av. This is true also in the second base of Mikdash. B'zeh on both times the base of Mikdash destroyed Elavim, Omdia Duchon, they would send Duchon and say, Vayashav Aleim Esonam. Hashem should restore upon them their iniquity, Uvaruasam, and with their evil, Yatzmi same, he should annihilate them, Yatzmi same, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem should annihilate them. That's going on the Goyim. This is actually Shushim of which day? Fourth day. But it was Sunday, right? So it's our lucky problem here. Why did they say in the Shushim of Wednesday if it was Sunday? So Rabbi Shimon Lokesh Bokar Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Shimon Lokesh asked Rabbi Yochan, Ma'alam Ashir Belo Nosachi, can you say the Shushim if you don't have any wine, any libations? And of course, there was no supplies left in the base of Mikdash on the last day. There was nothing left anymore. So he said, it's probably from here. The Tati Bezev is and both the first and second base of Mikdash. They were singing even though they had no nesachim. Rav Omar is spalgans, machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Lokesh, argue. Rabbi Yochanan, Omer, Shimon, Lokesh, argue. We say the Shushim without nesachim. And Shimon, Lokesh, Omer, Enem, Rabbi Yochanan, nesachim. So, hey, Rabbi Yochanan, Shimon, Lokesh. So, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Lokesh, what time do we learn? B'zel, B'zel. Both by the first and second base of Mikdash, they were standing, Ducha Varmin, they said, Vayashem Aleim Asonam. So we see you can say Shir without Nesachim. Arle Shir Glosh, Mach Pamido. What do you learn from there? The next word, Amarle, is a typo, Eli Bray takes down. Glen Ephraim, at least Glen Ephraim, Shire Torah, is to throw. Said, Meacher Shir Ilu Nesachim. Let's say there even were Nesachim. Hayas Manashir Shir, Meacher Shir Nesachim, Hayas Manashir Shir, even if there were Nesachim, it's the wrong song. So obviously it was a raw shoy. You can't prove anything from there. That was a special case. Rabbi Yochanan, I know it was a shir shoyom. Shir shoyom, why is it shir shoyom? Now this is all my interpretation. I didn't see it anywhere else, but I think it's pretty good. Shir shoyom, means every time you have a special day, right? So you say a special Shushal Yom. We don't say the regular Shushal Yom. Nowadays we say both in the Chutzlars. But now it's still to this very day. Minagagro is only to say one Shushal Yom, the one which corresponds to the day. For instance, Shabbos or Shchodesh, you only say Rosh Chodesh is Shushal Yom, and not Shabbos. So what's the Shushal Yom of the day of the Korban? It's saying that Hashem should take revenge from the Goyim. So that's why they're saying that. It's true, it's Wednesdays and Sunday, but it's apropos. It says in Rashim no, Shir Shalesmo. If a Rei is singing a song specifically for the Korban, they shouldn't sing the song of Wednesday, they should sing the song of Tuesday. Because the song of Wednesday is about Hashem taking revenge from the Goyim. But the song of Tuesday is about Hashem punishing the Jews. He's saying, if it's the Shir, if you can say, if you're going to say it's the Shir of the day, it was a special Rosh Hashanah, then this is not the right shir for the destruction base. I mean, the Shir should have sang the song of Tuesday. Singing the song of Wednesday obviously was a Rosh Hashanah of some sort, which had nothing to do with the Inyana de Yoyma necessarily of the destruction of the base of Mikdash. Okay? On Rabbi Levi said, Yor Yoriv, now, as the Shari Torah itself proves at great length, each Mishmar had its own, had three names. Its name, a nickname, and a city attached to it. So there was Yoyoriv, Meron, Masarve. Yoyoriv was the name of the Mishmar. Meron was the name of the city attached to it, where baby it lived, but also particularly the Shari Torah says, the people of its Maimed lived. People who corresponded from Amisot to it lived. And Masarve was its nickname. So he says, Yoyoriv, Gavra. In other words, Hashem overcame us, like we'll see in a minute. Yoyoriv is Ka Heirivim Bonav. Hashem fought with us. So here it means Hashem overcame us. So Yoyoriv well, maybe it's this way according to Shari Torah Tzitzol. Yoyoriv Gavra. Yoyoriv is the person. Meron is the Karto, is the city. And Misarve, in nickname, is Misarve Moser Beitzel Sanai, because in that Mishmar, our house was given over to our enemies. Misarve means Moser Bey. Hashem gave us over in that day. So that's the explanation of the three terms. So Amrei Brecha Yoyoriv Yog Koheriv Imbonav Al Shemoru V'Sarvubo. He learns Yoyoriv Meiron Misarve, Hashem fought with his children because they were rebelled, that's Meron, Maru, and refused Sarvobo against Hashem. Similarly, the name of the next Mishnah was Yedaya Omek Tziporim. Yedaya was the name, Omek was the nickname, and Tziporim was the place. So here it's Yoda Ka Eitzamuk. Hashem knew the deep counsel Shebelibam, which eventually the structure based means because they were rotten to the core. Vigilant Tziporim Hashem took from Tziporim, which flourished after the Korban as the center of Torah. Okay, Nilkuda Bezar. Additional Bezar was taken. Rabbi Avadorish, many of these things in the Bavli, we're about to see, not what we said till now, but we're about to see. Rabbi Avadorich, Asim Varba Avdin, he used to dash in 24 ways. Bila Hashem lo chomo Hashem destroyed and had no mercy. Rabbi Yochan Dorish, Ashita, Rabbi Yochan would dash in 60 ways. Rabbi Yochan Yatel, the Rabbi, Rabbi Yochan was better than Rabbi? No. Elayde, the Rabbi, Avasom, the Chorban, the Rabbi was early and close to the Chorban, Beis Mikdashah. Havatam and Savin Nehirim, they're old men who do remember the Beis Mikdash. Vavadorish, Vina, and Bochin. They would darshan and they would cry. They would be silent and stop. In other words, after 24 times, people couldn't take it anymore, just couldn't go on anymore. They already distant for the base of Mikdash. They had no concept, so therefore they would be more intellectual. So they went on to darshan 60 ways in the destruction of the base of Mikdash. Tani, I'm ready to Rabbi Lozor, Rabbi Loi, Baruch Rabbi, Baruch my Rabbi, Oyadorish darshan. Hakol kol Yaakov, Aydaim de Esav. Kol Yoshel Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov cries out, Tovech, Masha Osulo de Esav in Beitar, because of what the hands of Esav did to him in Beitar. Tashim Beichai said Akiva Rabbi Hayadoresh Yidarshin Dorach Kocham Yaakov, a star walked out from Yaakov. Dorach Koziba Yaakov. So Yidarshin that the Kochav is Koziba, because of course Bar Rabbi Akiva thought Bar Koziba was a Mashiach, and he called him Bar Kochba, right? Rabbi Akiva could have a Chami Bar Kozba, and he saw Bar Kozba or Bar Koziba. Avamar, he said, Deinu Malka Mashiachah. He thought it was the Rebbe. I wonder if they had little Yechi Yarmulkes, which they wore at the time. Okay, I knew that was cruel. But in any event, it drives me nuts. The Yarmulkes drive me nuts. I don't know what it does to you, but I can't stand the Yarmulkes. Male of kids wore them. When I see grown men with gray beards wearing Yarmulkes and say Yechi, I don't know. Sorry, I find it very strange. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Torisa, Akiva, Yalu Asar Lechecho, grass will grow out of your jaws or out of your cheeks. Vadayim ben David Bavi, and Mashiach will not have come yet, which unfortunately came true. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rayanus Kesar Hadrian, Hore Beitar killed in Eitar Shmoni Elf Rebo 800,000. Amar, no, sorry, Shmonim Elef Rebo. That's, 10,000 is a million, right? So this is 80 million. Is that not correct? 80, Shmonim Elef is 80,000 times 10,000. What's 80,000 times 10,000? It's 80 million, right? What he says. Look, I mean, it could be it's a somewhat of an exaggeration, but still, the Gemara is going to discuss how Mammoth Beitar was. In order to vanquish Beitar, they had to have 80,000 sets, Shotoke Kronos, of trumpet blowers. Of 8 million? 80,000 times 1,000 is 8 million? It's 80 million, isn't it?
80 million.
Okay. So he says here, surrounding Beitar, Elev Zug, Shmoni Elev Zug, 80,000 sets, couples, shall toke corners of trumpet blowers, who became this Beitar, v'cholech v'echor mehem munah kama chayolos. And every one of them was in charge of several legions. That's what he needed to destroy Beitar. Ve'yoshem ben Kozba, there was ben Kozba there. Ve'lo Masayim Elf Matifi Atzvei, 200,000 people who lacked fingers. Why? Do you remember why they lacked the fingers? Right, to test their courage. Right. No, not legions, courage. So, Shochu Chachom, and Chachom said, Mezim Ramalu, and he said, Amos had to also, you saw a Bali movement. How am I making so by more? Lem Chiechem Shabark. I also make a courageous. So Amalos, he said, "Come, Shaino Rochev Al Suso." So you can't ride on his horse. Okay, Erez mean the Lebanon and uproot a cedar tree from Lebanon. Lo Yeh Nichta Bisratish Chalish. Uproot a trees.
A lot of trees.
So JNF would not have been happy.
Lebanon.
Vikad Davanavi Lekrova. However, what undid him was also the Bavli. When he went out to war or have army, he said, "Ribbono shel Olam, the Hashem lotiso, do not help us, lotichsof, don't embarrass us. Alu atol lokim is nachtono, Hashem, you forsook us, lotetim, you will say, do not go out in armies, leave me alone, I'll do it on my own." That was his downfall. Shoshay Mechza, for 3.5 years, also Adrianus Mekefa Beitar, Adrianus surrounded Beitar. Vavilavavav Rabbi Lozer Madoy Yeshiv al Sakvel Efer Lozer Madoy sat in Sakloth Nashos Misbalu B'chol Yom Midavin for every day. Voiman said, "Ribbono shel Olam, Al Teishem B'din Hayom, do not send judgment today. Al Teishem B'din Hayom, do not send judgment today." But Adrianus Mezli, so Hadrian was about to give up and leave. Armeli Chad Kuti, so certain Kuta Samad said, "Lo Teizloch, don't go." Dana Chami Ma'amei, but I'll see what to do. Machlim Loch Midinosa and give over the country to your hands. All mean Biba Nimidinosa, so he was snuck in through the sewers. All of Ashkech Rabbi Lezer Madoy went in Farah Lezer Madoy, called Matzah, saying, "Dami." All of Nafshi Lachish Begolay Begolay, so he pretended to whisper in his ear. Chamuni b'neim, the Nasa's people of the country saw. And as soon as the guy was Ben Kozba, and they brought the Ben Kozba. Arm and legs, and they said to Ben Kozba, Chamina nahin sab, we saw this old man, Nishtayil Chaviva, talking to your uncle, Rulis Menorachos Ben Kochba's uncle. It was from a dignified family. Arm and ma martale. So Ben Kozba said to him, what'd you say to him? Umar my loch, what did he say to you? Arm and legs say, on amar loch, if I tell you, Marco Cutley, Hadrian's going to kill me because I'm giving away his secrets. If I don't tell you, at Cutley Yossi, you're going to kill me. Tavli Marco Cutley Yossi, and it's better that the king should kill me. Velo at and not you. So I guess Bar Kochba promised not to kill him or something. So he said, Omar Lee. He said to me that he's going to give over the country to me. In other words, Elazar ben Aruch said he's going to give over the country to Hadrian. Bar Kochba came to Elazar Modoy, he is for Elazar ben Aruch. Armelay said, what did this Samaritan say to you? Armelay Lokum, he didn't say anything to me. Ma Martelay, what did you say to him? Armelay Lokum, I didn't say anything to him. Yoyle Chad Biel to Bar Kochba kicked him once, Ukatle, and killed him. Miad Yotze Basko, immediately Basko came out for him and said, Hoi, woe to those who shepherd the God, foreign gods. Izvei Hatzon, who will leave the sheep. The Cherev Alzro, a sword on his arm. Alaini Minoan on his right eye. Zro Yevosh Tevash, his arm will shrivel, Veini Mino Keha, and his eye will become dark. Veino Keha Tiche, Haragdus Rabbi Lozer Modoi, Yukar Rabbi Lozer Modoi, Zron Shukai, so the arm, the strength of arm, so of Ayin Yiminam and the right eye, the vehicle therefore Zro Shalos, each the arm of that individual, Yavosh Tevash will shrivel, Veini Mino Keha Tiche, and his eye will become dark. Yad Nikuda Beitar, immediately Nikuda Beitar was taken captive, and Erech ben Kozibon, he was killed. Asun the Tainun Reshe, so they brought his head, Gabi Adrianus, to Vehidrian. Armelon, so he said, Man Kotil, then who killed this guy? Armelon, Chad Kutai, so one of the Samaritans said, Ana Kotilte, I killed him. Armelon, so he said, Oh yeah, Chameli Petumi, show me his body. Chameli Petumi, they showed him the body. Ashkel Chachino, they found a snake, Kuruchalov wrapped around it. Amar Yisrael said, "Ilule Eloha Kadkatle. If it's God had not killed him, Mana Yachal Katle, who would have been able to kill him from our forces?" The Karlam he said about this, "Im Loki Tzuram Mecharam. If not that their Creator sold them, Hashem Yitzkam and Hashem gave them over." Vayuhargim Boyev Olchim, and they were walking, they were continuously killing the Jews. Atchashok Asus Bedam. Until horses sank in blood at Chotomo up to their noses. For Yoadam Megalgel Sloim, Masui Arboim saw, and the blood caused rocks, which were 40 so large, to tumble. Acholach Adam Bayam Arbos Mil, until a flow of blood 4 mil long, 4 mil wide, gushed into the sea. Tomer Shukravelion, because the Beitar is far close to the city, for Chokom and Yam Arboim Mil, it's 40 mil away from the sea. Really is. Armor, they said, Shlosh Meos Mochi Tinokos, 300 brains of youngsters, Motsu 11 Alex, they found on one stone. Motsu Sholosh Kupas, they found 3 bundles of Tfilin Batim, Shotesha, Tesha, saying each of which bundle hold 9 Tzein, which is quite a lot. Some say, Tesha, 9 bundles, Sholosh Tzein of 3 Tzein each one. Tanisha Gamli Omer, Chamesh Mills, but they serve in their 500 schools by Beitar. Vakotash Mem, the smallest of them, in Pachsim, Chamesh Mills, the uncles had no less than 500 students. Vayomer, they used to say, Boaz, Sonim Alolenu, if the enemies come upon us, Michtonim Alolen, with these styluses, Anu Yotzim Alem, we're going to go out to them with Nakribus Alem and pluck out their eyes. Became Jakar Bravonos, since Haveris did not allow them to forestall the Puranos. They wrapped each kid in a safer of its own and they burnt him. And only Arab Mishigamil is left for that entire generation of school children. But Krogel Meir Shingle Mill said about himself, Ain't it all in Ravshi, my eyes. Say woe to my soul, because me here from all the daughters of my city. Kerem Godel Yalad Janus of Russia. He had a great vineyard. Shmonasar mil, 18 mil by 18 mil, come on, mitzvah tzipori, like this is mitzvah tzipori. If he keep a god and he put a fence around Meruge Beitar from the bodies of the people who killed Beitar, Malokomo, he stood them straight up, Upishi Adaim, and pulled out their, and, you know, put out their hands like this, so that they would create the fence. Logazar Lame Shikor, but didn't allow them to be buried. Hachamad Melch Acher, until another king came, Logazar Lame Shikor allowed them to be buried. When they were given over to Kfura, Nikva Hatov Ameti, the Brocha of Hatov Ameti was put into effect. Hatov Shlo Nisruchu, they didn't go smell bad. Ameti Shlo Kfura, they were given over to be buried. Tan Rabbi Yisomer, Chamishim Shtayim Shona, 52 years, Osas Beitar Lachrochum Beit HaMikdosh. Beitar survived after the destruction of Beit HaMikdosh. Lama Chorva, why was it destroyed? Because they put light candles and rejoiced after Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, not necessarily over the structure of Beis HaMikdash, but over some other fringe benefit which they had, which will immediately become clear. The Lama Likoneros, why are they like the candles? Blute Yerushalayim Yoshim Be'emtza Medina. The elders of Yerushalayim were crooked. You know, Yerushalayim had a Tammany Hall. You're not from New York, but you know Tammany Hall is?
I read about it.
Okay. So they had Tammany Hall. That was the...
City Hall.
The city in the middle of the district. The Kaduda Avu Chavim Barnas Sodushalim. They saw God come to Shalim. So I'm innocent fellow. So what they did is, Avu Armin Lay, they said about him, they said to him, since we heard about you, that boy, Misav, do you want to become an Archintas or Bulbutus? You know, want to become a nobleman of some sort, so we're suspicious of you. For him alone, so he said, I don't have such a thing in mind. So they said, that boy, Misav, we heard you want to sell your land. For him alone, he said, I didn't have that in mind. So then the two noblemen of Yerushalayim returned to each other, V'avachat V'omerle, and one friend would say to the other, my boy mean Dane, anything you want from this guy, this hapless visitor with who they're about to cheat, whatever you want to say about him, ksov, write it, vanachatam, and I'll sign it. And even though it's not true about the sale of this field. Now the engagement conversation coordinator points out, in order for people would think that they were indeed talking about the sale of the field, even though the guy actually never acquiesced, right? And he would write v'chavrei chosam v'amashalchi, they would send uniso a message to Barbese, the people's house of Armelay, and they said, inata plani me'olo, see, the so-and-so comes back to the city and wants to go and Lucy the day to his own field, don't let him, he's Venus oven because he sold it to us. So they're completely crooked.
There's only one age.
Yes, there are a bunch of people there. Many crooked politicians. Okay, they don't come in small numbers. So Kad came to Avushalman Kane. Once the guy coming up to Shalim heard this, Hava Amari said, Halavai itpa ravdi da gavra, Halavai, my legs are broken, Vlo Sogu Shalim, may I not come up to Shalim. And they wouldn't come out again, would not come up again. Although, see, the devil says, Sodu tzadenu, they ambushed our footsteps from walking our streets. Nevertheless,
so what does that have to do with why they put candles and
no, because they're happy when the Yerushalmim were killed, because the Yerushalmim built them. Okay, so he says here, and this is what they were at. So they do. Our legs were trapped. At the Urchaseidu Beisa, our legs were trapped from going up to that house. We couldn't go up to the house of Beis Nidash because we'd be chipped. Karp Kitzenu, our end has come. Karkita Besa, they used to say, we're happy that the ant should come, we want the ant to come to the house, so we shouldn't have to go up there anymore because it get tricked. Mal Yamenu can fill our days, Mal Yamida Besa, end the days of that house. And Av Anin Lunifkaz Thomas, the thing is, the Beitar people didn't come out too good. Because Samech ate somebody who's happy the downfall of his friend Leinakel will not be cleansed. And they were happy that Yerushalayim had been brought a downfall. Shneachim, getting back to the previous time, Maisel Bar Kochba. Shneachim Avu Kfar Chareva. Two people live in Kfar Chareva, two brothers, Vavaromi and Maslan and Lan. Mukadlan, the Romans are coming to kill them. The Romans said, Kol Sama de Milsa, you know what will secure the situation, heal the situation? Basically, Roshan, if you put our crowns on your head, in other words, if you accept our authority, Armin, they said, Mivatkino. Well, we'll check this out. And they went out and they fought wars against the Romans, just these two brothers, and were successful in fending them off. They were so strong. So, Chazma Mafkino, once they were going out, Mafkin, Palabe Chazam, a certain old man met them. Armelone said to him, Braichun Sadeh Sanecho, may your creator help you. Armelone, they said, same thing Bar Kochba said before, Lo Yisad, Lo Yismoch, you should not help nor sustain. Lo Atoluhim Znachtonu, you Hashem forsook us. And then they were Mida Kenega, Mida forsaken, and they were killed. Shtei Razim Yubar Mishcho, there were two cedar trees in Har Zaysim, Takas Echome, I'm under one of them. They had four large stores. I mean, they had four pure stores. Obviously, a very large foliage. So they made stores. It's Harazesim, it's outside of Shalim for Kachim. They made stores for Kachim underneath it. Ve'echad, in the other tree, since it was a tree in which there was nesting, they used to take 40 measures of young doves, young chicks, b'chol chodesh every month. For the carbonos of the birds for all of Am Yisrael. Okay, another reason why the city was destroyed. Tur Shimon have a maki klusmiel grieving the makia lakaita. Tur Shimon would produce 300 barrels of breadcrumbs for birds and stuff in the middle of the summer, right? So, and they would, I'm telling you, this would produce call, not every day, but call Rova Shabbos every Arab Shabbos, right? So he says here. Vulam Acharav. Why was Tur Shimon destroyed? Very famous Gemara. Yeshem Nezu, son, so he closed by Sesh Baby. Yeshem Yeshem was Sachkin with Kadur. They played ball on
Shabbos.
On Shabbos. Very famous Gemara. Even with an Eruv. Yep. Doesn't look good for certain places in Chicago. Yep. So that's the problem. This is a very famous Gemara, actually. That Isser playing ball on Shabbos. So basically, Isser brings it down. As you see in the bottom, the Amud Yerushalayim brings it down. Basically, Isser brings down Siman Shin Ches. Okay? The Kormei might say it's us to play ball every day. It's only one shot out of two. He doesn't ask for spectator sports, but one can infer. Okay. Say this more further.
Why don't they bring this down? Why does the Israeli army learn this Gemara about not being realized that Hashem is helping them?
They haven't learned Bavli. Want them to learn Yerushalmi? I say this, I love you, I tell you about our Melech. There were 10,000 cities in a certain region called Aramelech. Reb Lezer ben Charsom was very rich. Elef Mikulam, he had 1,000 of them. Uknam El Sfidus Bayom. And he had 1,000 ships at sea. Bekulam Charev, they all destroyed. Shah Sheer, there were three cities that were so large that Katmu Shulhem, Olu Shalim Bagol, just their tax receipts would be perhaps to Borob Yishalim in a carriage. And they were Kovel, Vashich, and Migdal Tzavaya. Shloshakor Chorva, they all three destroyed. Kov, Nehem Machlokas, because there's a Machlokas there. And Shechim, Nekshavim, because of witchcraft there. Midotayim, Nehem Zuz, because of what? Such as behavior. Shloshakor, there are three Vemnel villages, Kolecha, Vechor, Motzi, Kiflain, Kotzi, Mitzrayim, Bichon, and 1,200,000 people. Kfar Bish, and Kfar Shichlaya, Kfar Dichraya. Vlam, and Kfar Elon, Kfar Bish, why is the first of all Kfar Bish, a bad village? Lavim, Kavim, Bor, they wouldn't accept wayfarers. over over a drachim. V'lama kailin kfar shichlaya. Why is it called kfar shichlaya? Davu marbiam beneim. They used to grow kids. They were very fertile. Kailin tachlusaya like cress multiplies. V'lama kailin. Why is it called kfar dichraya? Davu kol nashan yaldin drachim. All their women gave birth to male children. If none of their women who left the city ever, Lavis the oldest in the cave, she would never give birth to a female. Interesting. There were 80 brothers of 80 sets of brothers of Kohanim were brothers on one day in this city. Nisu Shmonim Zugos Achis Kohanim married 80 sets of girl sisters Belayel Echad in one night. Bahato Gufna. Now this is one orchard. Chutzbi Achim Lo Achis, and this does not count brothers who had no sisters. Achlos Lo Achim, or sisters who had no brothers. And Chutzbi Levim, Chutzbi Yisrael does not include Levim. Nor Yisraelim was only talking about Kohanim. So you can imagine how many Levim and Kohanim were in the city. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shmoni Chaniyot Shomi Am Ogei Palgas, or any shops of Palgas. Weavers, I don't know what a pagos is. But Midot Tzivaya, I mean, it's a type of animal, I don't even call what it is. And Midot Tzivaya. Amar Bechir Bar Bosh, Money Chanil Shem Mochi Taras, so you Kfar Kfar Imra. There are 8 stores, people sell Taras and Kfar Imra. Rayushan Bechir Bar Bosh said, Shmonim Shido Shem Ateches. There are 80 carriages of metal, which is very choshev. Hoye Bishtichin Shichin, they were in Shichin. Amar Yana Shido Loi Sovimenu. That type of carriage, a Shid, I never saw in my day. Now this Mishmar, the one who lived in Kfar Imro, was the smallest of the Mishmaros of Kohuna. V'yi, and it, Toysa Motia Shmoni Chamesh El Birchikun, had 85,000 young Kohanic lads. Amr Rabbi Yochan said, Shmoni El Birchikun, 8,000 young Kohanic lads, Nergol, Domashul Schari, were killed by the blood of Schari. Remember what happened to Schari? Was murdered in cold blood in the Beis Hamikdash, the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, Zechariah HaNavi. Not the Zechariah HaNavi, Zechariah Zechariah Malachi fame. That one was in the second Beis Hamikdash, but Zechariah, an earlier Zechariah, was at the time of Yechezkel and the Oshio. Rabbi Yerushal, Rabbi Yochai, Echon Argo, Zechariah, where did he kill him? Bezos Nashim, Bezos Yisro. Was it Bezos Nashim or Bezos Yisro? Elolo, no, says the Gemara. Elo Amar Lo, so he said to him, Lo Bezos Rov, Lo Bezos Nashim, Elo Bezos Kohanim. Even as it's Kohanim that killed him. The Lo Nogu B'Doma, they were such rotten stinkers, they didn't even treat his blood. Lo Kedam, not even Kedam Ayel, like the blood of a ram, but Lo Kedam Atzvi, nor the blood of a deer. Tanuk, see there, it says, Rishofa, Chesdemo, if they spill the blood, you saw by a far. You carve it with dirt, but Ram Hocha, but here, Kikol Dama, it was, all his blood was within it on a flat rock. Not, it wasn't buried. Why didn't Hashem arrange for the year? So he should get angry. Nakim and take revenge. That's why he had the blood put on the dry rock, never to be covered. Okay, that's enough for tonight. My voice is giving out. We'll have to see you next week. And we'll continue with the Maisa with Zechariah.
Where's the story of how-